the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
And you don't know who's with us for Tech Thursday. And let's talk about tech for kids to keep them occupied during the summer when they're not out kicking a football about or doing all of the other things that boys and girls do. Andy, you've got an idea called geolocation games for active exploration. Tell us about this.
Well, Matt, geocaching has been around for years. However, with the advent of the smartphone, it really came into its own. And it is an enormous amount of fun, I have to say. I've tried it myself. And geocaching is kind of this global outdoor activity where you use your GPS-enabled phone to look for things. And they are generally containers or a little bit of usually valueless treasure or sites or specific locations. And they're called the geocaches. And people place them at specific locations around the world, and they're marked by coordinates. And sometimes there's a sort of, you know, you have to go to one and you get directed to another one, a bit like orienteering. But it is enormous fun. And there's an organization, perhaps the best known one is geocaching.com. You can start for free, costs maybe €6 a month or, you know, maybe 30 quid if you sign up for the year. But it really is ideal for teenagers, younger kids who enjoy puzzles, bit of outdoor adventure, a treasure hunt. But it's a great way to explore local parks and forests. So in Ireland, you'll have loads of these sites, but even in urban areas. And Matt, during the summer, if you go on holiday, there are loads of these geocaches hidden in historic sites and fields and on beaches around the world. So it's great fun to try.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that's going to seem like helicopter parenting, but is it safe?
It is safe. It is incredibly safe. Yeah, it is incredibly safe. And parents do it with kids. And, you know, now kids are the minority of the people who do this. Tends to be people who've been doing geocaching for years. I think there's maybe the first geocache was hidden back in the year 2000, so 25 years ago. And it's kind of become a historical landmark. But there's, believe it or not, Matt, there's even an extraterrestrial cache. There's a geocache has been hidden on the International Space Station. You have very elaborate puzzles. You have kind of event caches and you have premium only caches. So it's fun for adults. But where it's really great fun for kids is if you have a parent doing it with them and you can teach them and learn yourself about the location or about map reading and that kind of thing.
Actually, this listener says, I've been doing geocaching with my family for over 15 years. It's an amazing app and the places you find are incredible. I highly recommend it. Is this a sort of relation to something that was all a fad and God, I don't know how many years ago now, Pokemon Go?
And, you know, it is. Pokemon Go kind of, in a way, capitalized on that. Pokemon Go was the most downloaded app on the store for ages. Incredibly successful. Became a very big kind of company as a result of the money they earned from the craze. But Pokemon Go uses augmented reality. So it's a game where you find the Pokemon, and some of them are more valuable than others, but you use your phone to look around the site where you are. So it is related to geocaching. It is for a younger audience, though. However, Pokemon Go does combine the kind of the excitement of the game of Pokemon, but combines that with augmented reality. And again, you have sites all around the world. People complain about Pokemon Go a little bit because there's a lot of in-app purchases and they're not dear. They're €5 or €6 a go to open up new sites or new types of Pokemon that you can catch. But for younger kids, I think as an introduction to geocaching, it's a great way to start.
Okay. And then what about Origin Ireland? Explore Ireland's historic sites.
And this is an app that I love, and it's been around for a while, and it's free. You can download it on Google Play, available for Android. And what I love about it is if you're out and about around the country during the summer, it has 500 historical sites around Ireland located. And it also uses augmented reality, so you can kind of bring the experience of history to life. It's got a little AI-powered travel assistant, Ask the Professor, I think it's called. And there's also audio guides for popular destinations. So, you know, you get this kind of, and particularly, say, the Ask the Professor feature, it allows you to kind of start this conversation with the AI-generated historical kind of persona. And it's a really nice way of learning about sites. Anybody who's interested in Irish history or in archaeology or indeed technology, bring this with you, show it to the kids and let them tell you about the site where you are. And so it's a really great companion, not just for school projects or going on your own, but for family days out. It's really fun, Matt.
Okay, let's go to other things. Educational apps for summer learning is what you're describing all of this. Start with me, please, for a subscription-based product called CodeMonkey.
So CodeMonkey is one of, and there's a number of these available, and people will have come across them over the years, perhaps even mentioned in primary or in secondary school. And CodeMonkey is a really nice subscription-based system where you can learn real coding languages like Python or CoffeeScript is another one that they do. What's nice about it is it's aged for a young aimed at a younger audience, kind of maybe 6 or 7 years of age up to about 14, but it uses game-based learning. So perhaps like Minecraft in a sense, but you have this game-based learning and you get these interactive challenges, but it teaches you programming concepts and improves your math skills. So what you do is you solve puzzles and challenges by writing code. And so then as a result, you learn that writing code makes programming fun and interactive, and you learn about solving problems. So basically, it teaches problem solving and it improves your maths, and it gives somebody a good start for something like programming or computer science later in life. But even these days, Matt, for anybody, you know, we're all going to end up using ChatGPT or something similar in our day jobs. So having knowledge of something like Python is great, and it's fun to use and really easy to start.
Age appropriate for what?
About 6 to 14.
Okay. Now, tell us about Google Arts and Culture, which I believe is a free app.
Google Arts and Culture is a free app, a little bit kind of related to the Irish-based app that I mentioned. However, Google have done a great job of this, and what they have is a wonderful collection of virtual tours of museums and art galleries around the world. So you get the virtual tour, and it gives you this kind of lovely interactive way to learn about art and history and culture through these very engaging multimedia experiences. So if you're saying that you'd like to maybe go and visit the Uffizi in Italy or the Louvre in Paris, you literally do that online. Where I think it comes into its own is if somebody is planning a holiday, whether it's to the National Gallery in Dublin or maybe you're going off to France for the summer, you can look up what you're going to see and you can get those interactive lessons on famous artists and the history and the culture, why the painting, who did it, where it came from, and get a virtual reality tour and literally deep dive into specific pieces of art. And then if you happen to go on holidays there, fantastic, because you know what you're looking at.
What's Code Combat?
Code Combat is not unlike CodeMonkey. But it's what I like about it. Yes, there's a premium version available, and CodeMonkey is about a tenner a month. But Code Combat has a nice free basic access tier. And again, you get challenges and puzzles. They teach you Python and JavaScript, which is very important for web-based programming or anyone who wants to do web design. And as you solve the puzzles, it unlocks new skills. It's kind of gamified in a sense. So you have these different levels as you progress. This one's aimed at a bit older, maybe kids from 10 up. But again, it's a way to learn programming, and it's a fun, interactive way to learn programming during the summer. So perhaps you're going back to secondary school next year, and perhaps you're going to start doing some programming, something like that. Code Combat gives you a lovely kind of way to dip your toe, essentially.
Okay, what's the discovery hashtag mindblown gemstone dig set?
This is, I really like this, and I suppose maybe I'm a frustrated archaeologist, I don't know. But this is a really clever kind of simulated archaeological excavation experience. It's great fun. And it is kind of based around the whole idea of STEM learning through hands-on activity. And you get the digging tools, you get some educational material and some gemstones. So you have kind of a geology thing in there as well. But it gives kids a chance to excavate real gemstones while learning about archaeology and geology. And so the idea is that it kind of fosters the curiosity for STEM STEM subjects. And it really is a lovely way to get young minds introduced to the wonders of science. Younger kids, again, aimed kind of 6 to 12 years of age. But what I love about it is that kind of hands-on learning. You get the stones, you can look at them, and they use real stones. And it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of ideal for encouraging kind of exploration and discovery.
Now, what's a Kano computer kit?
Kano have been around for a while. I think they may have started on a platform like Kickstarter, one of those crowdfunded platforms, about 100 euros. But the Kano computer kit is really fantastic. And basically, it allows kids to build their own computer, a little bit like Raspberry Pi, but fancier. And you build your computer and you learn to code it. And they have these very various projects that you do. There's built-in tutorials, and you can explore different coding languages and even use the game when you've built your Kano. You can play games like Minecraft on it. So it is designed as a creative and educational tool to develop a passion for computer science. It's kind of that 8 to 14 age group, really, that it's aimed at. And the idea, though, of building your own device. So we've talked about coding, and that's really good. That's, you know, fun to do. But here you're putting a computer together. So if there is a budding engineer and you look at one of your kids and you think, oh, you know, they're fixing the telly, they're fixing everything around the house, get them a Kano, get them to build their own device, learn how to program it, and life might get easier for you.
And then you have one which, strictly speaking, isn't tech at all, is it? A Lego summer fun kit.
Well, Lego have invested a lot in their kits over the years, and they've got more advanced. And Lego build these incredible kits that teach you about spacecraft exploration. The Lego City Mars set is remarkable, where you build your Mars rover and space station. But actually, as I mentioned, that one, really, if somebody's interested in space, and given SpaceX and the new NASA activity, it's really informative and it teaches you a lot about it. There's also the Lego Architecture Skyline Collection, where kids design city skylines and learn about urban planning, believe it or not. These are for a younger audience, kids kind of aged 8 and up. But if you want to learn, or want your kids to learn about space or science or architecture, these are ideal, because they do build STEM skills. And the brilliant thing about Lego is it really does teach problem solving, and it encourages teamwork. And so why I like it is, yes, you can do it on your own, ideal for solo building sessions, but for family bonding, fantastic, Matt.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for all of that selection. And TJ, I think, has sent in what he means as a bit of a joke when he says, what's wrong with just giving them a PlayStation?
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.